Hello, my friend. I'm so glad to join you again, and Greg and I have been in conversation about some of the beautiful music that we're able to share, so I imagine right now we've been welcomed into this time together, this quiet, this openness to creation through someone else's creation of music that touches our hearts and opens us in a very special way. So you may have a habit of scriptures as a way of entering into meditation. You may enjoy some particular music or musicians, and what we think of as sacred doesn't always sound sacred to someone else. But it is all music, art, because it's true and beautiful, is also holy. And so, a great example would be drumming. You might love drumming, or acoustical guitar, or maybe rock music gets you and leads you to a quiet place. Whatever it is, here we are. And the God who leads us here, the Jesus who invites us, the Christ, the Holy One, the Anointed, the One beyond all words, the One present here, I believe invites us not to leave the world in the way of turning our backs on others and other things. Your family life, certainly our political life, certainly the larger world needs our attention, and not only our attention, but our action. But it doesn't need you or I to be anxious. And I'm inclined to be. And so I sit with you this morning as I've been sitting for a while with a gospel passage we may have shared here before. I bet we have, or we are now, and I will again. And it's Luke's gospel, 22 and on, as he's talking to us and talking to his friends, and he's clearly wandering around and maybe paused in a large field or on a hillside, and he's talking to us and asking us to open our eyes beyond ourselves, beyond our worries and concerns, even beyond our desire to meditate well, grow in prayer. What wonderful things to want to do. And yet he says, notice the ravens. And then he says, hey, put your eye on the lilies over there. Or a friend of mine who just reached me, maybe you have a dog you love, and you might take a little time and just look at that dog as it rests. It might be your baby or your child. A friend was here and we were talking so much about his son. Right now, though I can't see you, there are so many of you who are with me one at a time when we take this time together to open our hearts to the God who is present everywhere. But the wonderful thing is God, who is an open-armed, open-handed, open-hearted God, is awfully, or wonderfully, awfully particular, present, here and now, in a lily, in a flower, in a dog, in a child, or in the little bit of sprinkle that we're getting here today when we really need a summer rain. Who knows where the day will go, and that will be worry if I took off on a flight of that concern. It isn't that it's a concern. It means, though, that right now, I'm invited to seek God's kingdom. And these other things will be given to us besides. No, not without our work. They don't just show up as packages on the front steps. Life does deliver things that way, and some of them are pleasant, some aren't. I mean, as I continue to recover from an illness that may never completely go away, I'm really aware that all sorts of things have shown up in my life that I didn't expect. But the beauty is that all of life is gift, even our stresses and our strains. But right in the midst of all of it is always given us the opportunity to receive and rejoice in God's peace. Seek first God's reign. In our beautiful preface for Christ the King, we hear that as a kingdom, so that word is used, a reign, a realm of justice, love and peace. And so you and I might allow that to surface now in our imagination or our felt sense of it. We might gaze upon a lily that way. I just did. Or hear the rain as I have for a few moments here before we began this meditation. The simple quiet that's here now between us is full. But it's here, it's given to us not to be full of worry and anxiety. And you and I know we don't get rid of those things by trying to get rid of them, but rather as Jesus is finding us, notice, put your eye with, open the eye of your heart to a raven, a flower, a bird, my word, my presence, my sacrament, this moment. Even as I think a raven in the background is crying out, and you might hear it, or is it a crow this morning? There's a beautiful return that I'm called to step back into this moment I treasure with you, and not put aside any of the world around here, but to feel that reign of God, that cosmos that's in our hearts, that mercy given to us so that we might offer mercy to others. Life and even some of our most personal relationships can be treacherous at times, tiring and difficult. This doesn't put that aside. This opens to that. This rain, this mercy of God, this love of God, this tenderness of Jesus, this present one that we sit with now. So I'd invite you, wherever you are, to open your heart with me and open your heart for me and for the world as I open my heart for you right now. For you, because it's such a privilege to have this moment with you and all the world. We don't turn away when we turn towards, but we turn more deeply to the awareness of God's care in the lily, in the raven, in the field of grass, in the moment we're in. As for you, do not seek what you need to eat and drink. Do not worry anymore. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these other things will be given to you beside. And then this beautiful line that Francis loved. St. Francis really relished this passage. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. May we receive now the blessing of peace, love, and joy of that rain. And trusting in it, may you and I rise from this moment when we do, and bring that justice, mercy, love, and peace to others. A blessed day, my friend. It's wonderful to take this time with you out in the field or in the house, in the car, or on the road, or walking somewhere, and see the lilies. Smell the freshness of life. Blessings. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Be still. And know that God is God.
Do not fear, my little flock, for the Father is glad to give you the kingdom. Wherever your treasure is, there also your heart will be, and the Father is glad.